How are you doing? I am so happy to be here. I am so happy to be talking to you right now. To that beautiful lady, to that handsome man, how are you doing? I honestly want to know how you're doing because I felt all your love last week on the first episode of this program. Oh my God, I'm giving all of you a hug right now. I'm sending my kisses. I hope you can feel the warmth of my hug. Oh my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This is Azizat Anu talking to you on African Pride Radio to share tips on how you can move on from that breakup that didn't give you closure. It's going to be a continuation of last week, and as I said earlier, I am so happy to be here. Let's go on our short musical break. This one is Fire on Fire by Sam Smith. I think I played it last week as well. This is telling you that I love the song so much, and it's so nostalgic to me. Don't ask me the story. I'm not ready to share it yet. I really want to give a shout out to at Gantos 3030 and at MK Fashion House. I saw your comment. Thank you very much. And to all of you who liked on Instagram, who liked the post on Instagram, who also, you know, liked it, gave us a thumbs up on the African Pride Radio website. I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This girl is grateful. So we're going to continue from last week. I shared two tips. If you want to listen, it's always readily available on our website, so go listen to the first tip I gave on how to get over your ex or get over a breakup that didn't give you closure. You know how they just, you've been together and they just disappeared on you. Yes, it's kind of really, really hot. So I'm sharing the third tip today. That was Point of View, POV by Ariana. So the third tip I'm going to be sharing today is, my dear, you honestly want to do away with everything that reminds you of them. You honestly want to do away with everything that reminds you of that your ex. If they choose to disappear on you without giving you any reasonable excuse, you honestly want to do away with anything, be it the gift that they shared you, the gift that they gave you rather, maybe on your birthday, on Valentine's Day, you honestly want to do away with it. If the only emotions that comes out of, you know, seeing the experience that you guys have once shared together, if the only feelings that comes out of it is sorrow, is sadness, please do away with it. I know it's not going to be easy. I know it's not going to be an easy thing to do to, you know, get over them or destroying that picture, anything. You understand what I'm trying to say? Please just do away with it. It's not going to be an easy thing, but anything that's going to allow you ill, please do it. So you honestly want to get over them by doing away with everything that reminds you of them. And I really want to mention that, please resist the urge to stalk them. Any urge that, you know, you want to type in their username on Instagram, please resist the urge. It's going to be very painful because once you discover that they've actually moved on, it's going to hurt you more. So please resist the urge to stalk them on Instagram, Twitter, any of the social media handles, and do away with every memories of them. I know it's not going to be an easy thing to do, but please, I am begging you, because I care about you, because I love you so much, and I want you to experience love in its purest form. So please do away with everything that reminds you of them, because a very, very beautiful love awaits you. We don't want to continue to linger in the past, because we've evolved. We no longer live in the past. We have evolved. Baby girl, you've evolved. Hey boy, you've evolved. Like, so on the fourth tip is find a worthy distraction. This is like my favorite of all time, because I'm not experiencing this thing now. If you've always wanted to start a YouTube channel, you've always wanted to write a book, start it. Because this thing is psychological. It's only normal for you to feel like trash. It's only normal for you to feel unworthy after somebody walked out of your life like that. So once people start, you know, commenting, did you write this? Oh, are you the one that created this beautiful work of art? It's going to remind you that you're a worthy person and you deserve the right kind of love. So start doing that and engage in something that, you know, that you love. It could be going on vacation. Just, you know, find a worthy distraction. Please. I give the fifth tip. I want to tell you that African Pride do have a dating site. Oh my god, how amazing is that? Because you hear stories of people, oh, I met my wife on Instagram, I was in a comment session, and from there I slid into our DM, and it all became history from there. So African Pride do have a dating site. All you have to do is enter into your browser africanpridemagazine.com/radio. Sorry, /dating. Oh my god, I'm so used to radio. Let me say that again. You have to forgive me on that. All you have to do is go to africanpridemagazine.com/dating. And when my body changes shapes, I'll say, oh my god, you look home. So on the fifth tip, this might not really seem like much, but trust me, when you talk about something being subtle and having a huge effect, you honestly want to run yourself through words of affirmation every day. So when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, I am beautiful, I am amazing, I deserve the right kind of love. It was not my fault he left. It was not my fault she left. Please, you honestly want to run yourself through those words of affirmation, because it's only normal for you to feel like trash, normal for you to feel unworthy. So run yourself through these words of affirmation, and you would be surprised the big effect it would have on you. So tell yourself right now, I am beautiful, I am handsome, I deserve the right kind of love. We all do. We all deserve the right kind of love. The kind of love that comes with tall stress, that comes with mutual commitment, that comes with sacrifices from both angles. My father loves my mom. More music at NigelPhoenix.com. I need a man who loves me. Lift me up, hold. That was Lift Me Up by Rihanna. So, giving a recap of all the tips I gave today, I say one and a third one is do away with everything that reminds you of them, the memories, the gifts. Please do away with it. I know it's going to be hard, but please, you can do this, girl. You can do this, boy. You can do this, man. You can do this. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to give you all the love. And because I love you so much and I want you to experience the right kind of love, I am encouraging you to please do away with everything that reminds you of them, because I do not want you to keep hurting. So on the fourth is, which I said was my favorite, is find a worthy distraction. Find something that you've always wanted to do. Write a book, start a YouTube channel, you know, join that class and feel amazing from there. Because when you start getting comments from your work, when you start seeing people get amazed by the things that you do, you'd, you know, love yourself more and remind yourself that you're worthy. And the fifth one, which I said is kind of soft too but has a very, very huge effect, is running yourself through words of affirmation every day, reminding yourself that you're amazing, you're beautiful, you are handsome, and you deserve the right kind of love. So we're almost rounding up. I want to remind you that African Pride Magazine is all over social media platforms. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at African Pride Magazine. So please, I'd really, really appreciate it if you like this post, you know, because there's always going to be a post about this program. So please, I really appreciate it if you show me love and tell me that you really, really enjoyed this. I'll be so happy. It's going to make me so, so happy. I am here rooting for you, and I really appreciate it if you root for me as well. If you root for this radio program, this is African Pride Magazine, and there is a lot lineup. African Pride Magazine Radio, there's a lot lineup. There's a lot of amazing program that awaits us. So stay tuned. Keep your fingers crossed for the amazing things that is to come from this radio station. It's an online radio and you always have access to all our programs. This one right here is Love Matters with Azizat on African Pride Radio. I'd like to give a shout out to all the crew members that made this program possible. To the executive producer, Arolo Nurudin Olaiwola, I say thank you. You can always catch a glimpse of me on Instagram at Aziza_AA. Until next time, I want to remind you that what is to come is way beautiful than what has gone. So be patient. You deserve to experience the right kind of love. Until next time, I say bye-bye. Mwah. I don't get it on, not the finito. Look at you go, I'm gonna keep my life on. Show you get the liver, I'm gonna show you my soul. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. Anyhow, you want to say, I'm ready to show you. I'm not gonna be doing